Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Best day of the week. I'll say it every single time. Yep. Beautiful morning.
Oh, it is today.
54 degrees in Oshkosh, 54 in Appleton, 50 in Green Bay. Winds coming from the west at 8 to 10 miles an hour. Beautiful morning out there.
Yeah, it is, man. It's awesome.
Wait a minute. What did you say for the winds?
8 to 10.
Out of the what?
West.
This says 9.
Okay.
Out of the east.
Ooh, that's John.
Out of the east.
That's not good if you're that off.
Hang on.
I mean,
no, it's not. Hang on.
8 to 9, I get, but.
Yeah.
It's swirling. I'm checking the flag. It's swirling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it's out of the east.
We got a great show today. We got Jim Potts coming up from Heart-O-Rama. It's an event I'm doing tonight in Manitowoc. I'm doing it tonight. Charlie Behrens is doing it tomorrow. Bill Jarts is doing it Saturday. They raise incredible amounts of money for the Heart Association in Manitowoc. Actually, in your hometown.
Yep.
Two Rivers right outside the Jim Schmidt Plaza.
That's right. Community or, House.
The Schmidt Brother. What's it called?
It's the Schmidt Brother Stage. That's what that pavilion that's built there.
Not the whole plaza. It's just the stage. I think I said the whole
thing.
It's
$100,000 for that. No, they.
Well, I know, but I just thought you had the whole.
It's still
plaza.
They want to call that Park 365 or something. They wanted to brand it as something that because they have the ice skating rink. They got concerts in the summer, and they want people to use that 365 days a year.
I got you.
So that's why they want to brand it. Eventually, it will become Schmidt Brothers Park, but we got to give them their due.
I love that building with the community center.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Have they maintained that or what?
Oh, my God. And that is like throwback. That's got to be close to 100 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is.
I love doing events
there.
It's immaculate. It's unbelievable.
You know, buildings, like, again, we talk about history, but to keep that up, and that thing is, you know, of course, we had a lot of meetings there when we did that stage, but it's perfect.
I love
it. The floors are shiny. Everything is clean, so I don't know who does the maintenance there.
Not negative, but the only thing is when you do an event there, like I always do the Price is Right big event there for charity for youth sports, and it's that old-fashioned, really hard floors, and when you stand for a long time on that stage.
Terrazzo? Yeah. That's hard stuff.
That tears into your knees pretty good. Beautiful. I love that place.
That whole city has done really well. And I just can't believe it's still locked in around 12, 13,000. That was 40 years ago I lived there.
I can't tell you how much I like Two Rivers.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I think Two Rivers is one of the coolest towns in the state of Wisconsin.
It is.
I love it.
The coolest, right? That's their motto.
I wish it started Rudy's again, the Rudy's Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
Wish they'd get that. You want to know, is it one of the best delis you'll ever go to in your entire life? Patsy's, you know Patsy's gas station?
Yeah.
Around the corner, if you take, you know, you go to Neshoto and the horseshoe courts on the other side of the park.
And
they've got such a great deli. It's unbelievable. You got to stop at that deli at Patsy's gas station.
All right. I don't usually eat at gas stations.
You would eat at this one. It's fantastic. I'm not even kidding me. It's great because my doctor's office is right across the street.
Right.
And then I go to the deli.
Yeah.
When they check my cholesterol and whatever, and I go, what the hell? I don't have long to go anyway. So I just go over to the thing.
But you go to the doctor's office first.
Yeah.
He gives you a clean bill of health, and then you
give me a clean bill of health, but I do go there anyway.
Kurtz's, though, has good sandwiches.
Yeah, Kurtz's is good.
You know, like
Two Rivers has a lot of good little places.
They do, and they've been there for a long, long time. So that's what's cool.
Yeah, I love it. All right, and so I still say it's the greatest beach in the Midwest.
Yeah, I agree. And it is the coolest spot in Wisconsin. When you say it's a cool city, but that is like their tagline. Home of the ice cream sundae and the coolest spot in Wisconsin.
A little disappointed in one thing. They don't have a sign like, welcome to Two Rivers, home of Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
You ever think about something like that?
I mean, just, Schmidt Brothers.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That's my dad.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is that. So what are you doing tonight?
Tonight, it's the Heart-O-Rama.
Is it an auction or what are you?
I'm helping out with the auction.
Yeah.
And every year, it's like six different shows. It's like a variety show of local people doing things.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent, too. I mean, that's cool.
So that's the whole thing. And they had three episodes last week, and then we got three now. And like I said, I'm tonight, Charlie Behrens is tomorrow. Bill Jarts is Saturday. Wow. So, yeah, we're going to give away some tickets and everything, so we have the people there.
Quite an event.
Yeah, it really is.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Going to Madison.
Oh, yeah. So am I.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. You know what this weekend is, though?
What? Oh, the Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We were there 2 years ago.
We betting on some ponies?
You know, it's going to be tough because I don't have a bookie to run the money, and we're going to be gone.
I can handle it.
Okay. Hey, I got something for you.
I can handle it.
I was reading up on the Derby.
And down the stretch they come.
I was looking at something, but the Derby, you know, this is the, you know, it's an annual running. Do you know what this is? How many years they've been running that thing?
120?
No more than that.
Really?
150.
Wow.
That is the longest continuous sports, whatever, national or big sports event
in
history.
Oh, God, yeah. I believe it.
Hey, here's something for you. I was reading this morning. What's next? You want to guess?
Preakness.
No. I know that. Everybody knows that. I'm talking about. So they've been there for 150 years, continuous. What is next? Like, what would be the next sport? I mean, it's obviously
World Series.
No, that's kind of lower than you think. Continuous. I mean, you know, strikes, COVID, that doesn't count. So,
Indy 500.
No, that's close.
Marathon?
No. I mean, you don't play it. That's why you don't know it.
I don't know.
It's like really popular. We play it in New York. Is that New York? Where's the Grand Slam? Is that New York? No, it's in tennis.
Oh, okay.
143 years running.
Oh, really?
That's a long time.
That's a really long time.
Then after this, okay, just a couple more. I want you to just guess. So this one you'll know.
All right.
So the first is the Kentucky Derby, 150 years nonstop. And then the U.S. Open tennis, 143 years uninterrupted. Then what's the next one? You should know this, Johnny.
Not the World Series. How many years is that?
109.
Okay, so we're talking 1910-ish.
Well, actually, it's dating back to 1902.
Oh, wow.
But then the games did not resume until 1916.
Golf.
1916.
Masters.
No, that's coming up. That's not it, but that's close. That's, you know what, Johnny? That's the next one.
Okay.
So this is between golf and tennis. Oh, come on. You've watched this probably every year. You've probably gone to it. I don't know if you've
Todd, help me out on this.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, you guys. It's, okay, I don't want to give it away.
What's Boston Marathon.
No, that's not it. What's old? What would you call old, like a person that's old?
Grandpa? I don't know.
Yeah, so there
Grandpa?
You go.
Grandpa?
So what's it? What would that tell you?
Wow,
this is
a deep.
What is this?
How about Granddaddy?
Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh,
geez.
Okay.
6:14. We're just getting going.
Well, you
here.
Said it's between tennis and golf, so I was thinking more of a gentleman's type sport.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then 78 years. You said this one already.
Indy 500.
Yeah. Okay. And then after that, the NBA Finals. Is the next one. And then after that,
where's the World Series?
I'm getting there.
Or did they miss some years because of strikes and
they
stuff?
They did.
I got you.
Okay. Continuous. So,
all right.
So we went from race car driving to the NBA Finals back to 66 years race car driving again.
Okay.
Which is it?
Race car driving.
We had the Indianapolis 500.
Yes.
Then we have the NBA
I'm
Finals.
Confused.
No, Johnny, I want to go. The next one is a race car. It's a race. It's been going on for 66 years.
Talladega?
No. Nope.
I don't know.
Le Mans?
No.
Nope.
Florida?
Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after
that. You know
that
I actually started on the beaches?
Really?
On the beaches of Daytona is where that race started.
Really?
Yeah. In the sand.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's like Elkhart Lake. That track started in the city.
Did it really?
Yeah, they drove around in the streets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was. All right. And the last one, it's only been
58. Do you have one more or no?
Yeah, one more, but you know, everybody knows this one.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, 58 right. years.
Okay.
Anyway, but that's cool that 150 years, and think about that through, you know, not that it snows a lot in Louisville, but, you know, that's rain, sleet, snow, COVID, assassinations, world wars. You know, that's just cool that they said, look, you know, no matter what, we're going to run these horses. So I think it's a tradition.
How did
great.
You get into horse racing?
I'm going to say it's the betting, right?
You like
two things.
Hey, did you ever race your Shetland pony?
Two things. No, two things. I do like horses. I do. And
right.
But I don't know. It is fun to bet on those things.
I mean, I told you. I mean, it's got to be, how many years ago was it when you were so PO'd? I was betting. I was at Oneida, and I don't really gamble. I really don't. And I was at Oneida, and we're placing a bet, and there's the mayor with his little tout sheet or whatever. Is that what it called? Tout sheet? He said, yeah, I'm taking so-and-so at 6-4 odds and yada, yada, but he runs good in the mud.
Than that. They're 12-1.
Whatever it was. And then his horse wins, and it gets disqualified.
And I stood in line.
Disqualified.
It got disqualified for bumping another horse.
Oh, was that man angry?
But if I go this year, and I don't know, I guess we're not going to go because you're right, we're going to be in Madison, but I would just go out there with a certain amount of money, and I would leave my wallet at home because it gets
too easy
to you.
It's just,
and then you start breaking out a little sweat, and it's like, uh-oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then, see, My shrink said, Jim, you got to go if that happens. You got to go. And he told me to lift weights. And he goes, when you get
take
to
take out the frustration.
Yeah, because when you get to the last one where you want to give up, he goes, just do one more. Because that's what you need to do. Because, so I don't think I'm going to go.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Who would you bet on?
Well, I don't. I kind of get a lot. I look at the jockey, and then I kind of go with the name a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, and I like long shots. I don't really like to. You know, I don't like to place a bet and win like a couple more dollars. I want to place a bet and win.
Because I told you that year I won $6.
And then she took the safe bet.
I stood in line for like half an hour the next day. Because it took like, everything was frozen for like 24 hours.
Yeah, it was a long time.
And so the next day they opened it up and I went and I gave the guy my ticket and he actually laughed. And he goes, oh, big winner here.
Yeah.
$6.22.
He spent more gas going back to get
right
it.
Damn right I claimed that.
You know, there's a big Rose Bowl, well, big, but there's a Rose Bowl event on Broadway. I think we'll hear about that tomorrow when Christy comes in.
Or a Rose Bowl event? What do you mean?
I don't know. My guess is, what's the drink they serve?
Juleps, mint juleps.
So I think they're having that. Well, wearing hats.
That's Kentucky Derby. You said a Rose Bowl.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of how you got that one right, and I'm not used to that. they have a Kentucky Derby event on Broadway. But here, more details tomorrow.
Okay.
But that's Mint Julie the hats.
We'll do a pick'em tomorrow on the Derby.
Let's do that.
We'll do a pick'em.
Let's do that.
I like that.
I still want to be an announcer.
I like that a lot.
I remember
Let's
the one.
That.
Do you remember the one horse? No sex tonight. And come around the corner, no sex tonight. Love the names. We get set to break. We got Aaron Davidson coming up today. We got a lot of great people. Stay with us.
What the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything
that... Show.
My song. Isn't saying anything new.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yes.
What? Okay, I got Todd always.
He was in Green Bay too, by the way. Anyway,
there's always a method to Todd's.
I don't know what it is.
Music selection. I'm trying to think.
Take
what
a look
this
at.
Would be.
Take a look at the birthday list.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
89.
89 today.
Engelbert is 89. Yeah.
That's amazing. He made it with that name. Like that's not.
No. I don't even think that. I think that's his stage name.
You're right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
He went to that. Wow. That doesn't. I know he's been around forever.
The one I remember, I could be like an Engelbert Humperdinck.
His real name was Arnold George Dorsey.
And he went to Engelbert Humperdinck.
Right.
Wow.
I would take Arnold.
George Dorsey's not bad.
No.
Right?
Dorsey's
Tommy
a cool
Dorsey.
Name. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You'd be kind of in that genre. Yeah.
The thing I remember, the big son, my aunt, I used to go visit my Nona and aunt and live next door to us. And she would always play Engelbert Humperdinck. And it was always, please release me. Let me go.
Something like that. Yeah.
For you don't love me
Just let's
anymore.
Switch gears. There's another birthday, too. We can get to some better
music. But I could sing that entire song.
Yeah, I'm afraid
I grew
of
up
that.
With that song.
That's why
please
I'm
release
moving
me.
On to Larry right. Gatlin.
Another one.
Larry Gatlin is 76.
Can I do
no,
one more? Can I just do
him.
One more?
One more, quickly.
The whole town looks the same. As I step down from the train, and there to meet me was my mama and papa. And down the lane I look, and there comes Mary, hair of gold and lips of cherry.
Okay, now I know this song.
It's good.
How did you not know that song?
Oh my God, I didn't recognize it at all. I have no idea what you were singing the first two, three stanzas, whatever. No. Okay.
That's one of my all-time favorite songs, Green, Green Grass at Home.
Yeah, I got it at the end.
Yeah.
Now, what is this?
Houston.
Larry Gatlin.
Houston and the Gatlin Brothers.
They were here, too. Love them.
Really? Yeah, they were in Green Bay. Oh, yeah, a couple
Damn.
Times. Yeah. Larry Gatlin, Gatlin Brothers.
Did you know he played college football at the University of Houston?
No.
Yes, he did.
He's kind of a small guy.
He's still, he's like fourth string, but he played. Yeah. Okay, what else we got today? Today is the day of prayer.
National Day of Prayer.
I would think your mother would be big into that.
Oh, I ran that for many, many years in Green Bay.
I
many,
remember
many
that. You used to have like breakfast or something.
I did. You're right.
Yeah, I remember that. Bart I think Starr. I came to one of them for something.
Oh, that was packed. We had Bart Starr as a speaker one year. We had that astronaut come one year. That was very, very cool.
Which one?
I don't know.
All right.
But that's national. I mean, that's been around forever.
Yeah.
So there's still things going on today. I mean, there's stuff at the Cup of Joy, and there's some other churches doing some worship services. But, yeah, it's a nice day to reflect a little bit.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, truffle day. What is a truffle? I've never eaten a truffle.
Yeah, I think you have.
What is it?
It's just like, we were talking about mushrooms yesterday, right? And that's a type of mushroom.
Oh, by the way, I talked to my brother yesterday up at the camp, the deer camp.
Yeah.
He's all into the mushroom thing that we're growing.
Love it.
Yeah. We're going to go big with this.
He's got to maintain that, though, John.
No, you don't. Not with the mushrooms.
He says they eat up like the stuff around them, the wood and things. They use that. So I think you got to keep
them
wet.
So here's what we're doing. We split. You know, when I tore my rotator cuff last November from trying to get the log splitter working?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got a whole garage full of split wood. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them out, piece of them, wet them down, put them in the shade, and spread that powder that Big Wayne's going to bring us to grow the... Was it... A wine cap or something? Wine?
I'm not sure.
Remember that second
one? I don't think that's what you want to do. I think
but then I'm also going to grow the portobellos.
Yeah, here's what you do. You take those split logs, soak them, and then run them through a wood chipper. They got to be small chips. You can't just put a log
No, no, no. Yeah, you can.
Nah, I don't think so.
You can.
No, you talked about wood chips.
Well, I don't have a wood chipper, Jim.
Okay, well, then just take that little axe out and get to work because it's going to split that. But, you know, I think it's wood chips. I don't think that log's going to work.
I think it will. I think it will, Jim.
Okay, all right.
Also, today is Tuna Day. I'm a big fan of tuna. You know that's one of the best things you can possibly eat for your heart health?
And I think salmon is.
Tuna's right with it. All the fatty fish are really great for your heart. Really great for your heart. Harry Potter Day.
But you get your... Yeah,
what?
That's that tuna you buy at a dollar store.
What's the difference? It's the same fish in a different package. Do you think they take one tuna and say, hey, Hank, what should we do with this tuna?
But I think they make,
that one's not so good. We'll give it to the Dollar Tree there, eh? This one's going to the big time stores. It's the same fish.
I think they might add more water to anyway, but you do buy tuna though, like tuna fillets.
No, I've never had that. I only buy them in the can.
No. See, the tuna fillets, I love that. And you just take that and you just cook it and you don't cook it real well, just like a little bit and eat it raw.
One of my favorite meals, tuna, hard boiled eggs, mayonnaise, salt and pepper mixed together. Just eat it out of a bowl. I do that all the time. I love that.
I can see that. But that's tuna. That's
the only thing, you better wash out that bowl and stuff, because otherwise your place will
stink. Yeah, it will. Okay, but tuna day, I think I might have tuna today, but I want to get it, you know.
I've never had a tuna steak.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. Brothers and Sisters Day today is.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you say hello to your brothers and sisters?
Okay.
Okay.
To all 10 of them. Yes.
All right.
I hope they're listening. I know my mom's listening, but I don't know.
Where are you in the mix?
Fourth.
Okay. Birthdays, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, 52, that's all?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Holy cow, he's been around forever.
He has. He must have started, I don't know, he's a promoter though.
Oh my God.
I mean, well,
he's got the new
everything.
XFL going, or USFL, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
David Beckham is 49, married of course to?
His wife.
Who is?
I don't know.
Posh?
Yeah, one of the Spice Girls,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She was like the hot one. Okay. Well, she was. Because she was, that was her role. There was Sporty, Scary, Posh, and who was the other one?
Wow.
There was one more.
How do you know
My daughters were huge into the Spice Girls.
Okay.
They were huge into
Spice
Girls.
All right, I'll give
you a pass. Engelbert Humperdinck, as we mentioned, 89 years old. Please release me.
Let's go back to Larry.
All right. Larry Gatlin, 76, that's all? Seems like he'd be older, too, since he's been around forever, the Gatlin brothers.
Yep.
He was really mad. You know who he was really, really mad at? was at Kenny Rogers.
Really?
Oh, my God. You know why? Do you ever remember the song Coward of the County?
Yeah.
Remember the song Coward of the County?
I'm going to say I do or else you'll sing it. So, yes, I do. That's a good song.
I could sing it.
I know. That's why I said I knew it, because then you wouldn't have to. If I said I don't know it, then you'd start singing it. So I'm going to say I know it.
All right.
Even though I don't.
But he would never fight, you know? Sometimes you gotta fight to be a man. Remember that? Here it is. Thank you.
No, listen. I don't at all. I
guess you do, Jim.
I'm going to sing along with this. Everyone okay. considered him.
Everyone considered
him. All right, I know the song.
The Coward of the County.
I just don't know the names. All right.
How would you not know?
I just didn't know the name
single
of the song.
Time.
Okay, I got it.
Proved nobody wrong.
So why was there this fight?
Okay, hang on.
His mama named
you only got 2 minutes.
The folks just called him Yellow.
Oh, was he picking on Larry?
Hang on. They were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy went to prison. Or died prison.
Really, Zach Gatlin's. Oh.
Yeah.
Why be mad?
My brother's son. Hang on. I'll tell you why. Larry Gatlin had a big feud.
My brother said to Tommy, son, my life is over.
But yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do
the yeah.
Hang on. Walk away from trouble when you can. That's yeah. been my motto my entire life.
Yeah.
Walk away from.
Yeah, just learn to do it.
Altercation.
Yeah, right.
So my brothers told me to do it. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
Okay.
Tommy's love was Becky. For
so that was Tommy's love was Becky. Okay.
But anyway, so is, Becky got abused. It was the Gatlin brothers. There were five of them.
That's right.
Yes.
So his brother's name was really his brother's name was really Tommy.
Yeah, but
and his wife's name
but
was Becky.
No, in the song, his wife got we gotta set a break.
Where? Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back and a good looking Thursday morning. 50 degrees already in Green Bay, 54 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh. What a beautiful morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like 5 years. But you have to do it until by May 10th. May 10th for this incredible deal. Jim, you've got Pella Windows and Doors in your house. How do you like them?
I think that's a great deal. And then when I got my Pella Doors and Windows, they didn't have that. I got to believe that if you upgrade to Pella Windows and Doors, that you'll get that money back in 5 years.
Absolutely.
Reduced heating bills and keeping your air conditioning in the house. But then again, I don't have air conditioning. So, you know, opening on the windows, I did it this morning when I got up. And it's just, they're...
Keeps the cold out and the heat in.
And they're easy to operate. And they're easy to clean, they tell me. So
Milton never licked them the way he does on your
car
windows?
Yeah. No, he doesn't know. He can't
Todd, do that. One day I go in there. You couldn't even see out of the window.
He does lick the window.
I'm not... You could not see. It's like somebody put Vaseline all over the window. From his slobbering all over.
I washed it. I know he does that. But it's great. I just, and that's something I don't have to worry about, I think, for the rest of my life.
Ever. Forever.
You know what I mean? Yep. I'm done. We did that, 15 years ago.
Pella Windows and Doors.
They're great. Love them. And they're good. And I just want to say that's local, right? It's the Calworth boys that own that. And, they're... customer
Can't
service is great. When it's nice, they come over and you say, well, I don't really want to spend that much money. Oh, we got this and this. And and then they work with your timing. And anyway, I just kudos. There's a lot of good businesses in Green Bay, but Pella is definitely one of the top ones.
Absolutely. Got a text here. Tell John Green Grass was Tom Jones. I always get Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck mixed up. They're both like the exact same era, same look almost.
Yeah, the skin color was about the same. They always had that weird tan kind of thing.
Tom Jones was born on June 7th.
Now, why would you know that?
And so was Prince.
Oh.
Oh, it's your birthday.
And so was Jim Schmidt. So, famous people on your birthday. So, it's always Tom Jones, Prince, and me. So that's how I knew that.
I've been trying to come up with something for Jim on the show.
First
and
birthday.
Now I know what I'm going to do.
But absolutely.
What scares me. But
it's going to be a surprise,
I just want to say, Johnny, Tom Jones was at the Carlton, too.
Everybody's been at the Carlton, it seems like.
Well, the people that, a little older. Carl did a, and we talked at break, It'd be nice to get Carl Berndt on here.
Let's do it.
He took a risk. I mean, he was, what, 32 when he started that? 31, 32, 33?
Okay.
I mean, I worked for the guy. And, you know, I remember, yeah, I just really enjoyed him as a he was such an entrepreneur. I mean, think about that. He builds his warehouse, but inside it looks like Las Vegas. And so many comedians would come here. So many people would come in and just joke about that. I drive up to this warehouse, you know, where the hell am I performing? And but he really had the booths and the great seating. Yeah, he took a huge risk, but he could, I don't know if it was him or. But
it's incredible the talent he brought through.
Right.
Unbelievable.
He did, and some big name stuff, too.
Well, there's going to be some pretty big talent in Manitowoc over the next few nights for Harder-Rama. Jim Pouts is joining us. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Jim, did I pronounce your last name right?
You pronounced it correctly. Thank you very much. I always appreciate that.
Because that's one of those names.
That's a first.
Especially around Manitowoc County. You got, because it could be Braun could be Braun or Brown. Mueller could be Miller or Mueller.
Right.
I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? It's funny that one county, I don't know, is it the nationalities? Is that, what is that? Is that Polish?
Well, there's
German.
Polish, okay. Yeah.
Solid German. Also in Two Rivers, we have Schrader's department store, but there are also people in the county who are Schroeder.
Absolutely. Right.
That's a good one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do those high school football games, I always have to make sure, because if I get it wrong, I guarantee you somebody will call the station and say, tell them I know it's pronounced Miller, not Mueller. Yeah. And Schrader, not Schroeder. Actually, one time we had, you know, Coach Robbus? They're originally from the Maribel area. Mm-hmm. And it's Rabbis, Robbus, and something else. And I actually, during one of the games, he was a coach, and I literally texted his sister. And it was a friend of mine. Ooh. And I said, what's the correct pronunciation?
Yeah.
And she said, it depends on the town. Like, there are three different areas. It's all pronounced different in each town. And each one's correct where you go there, but it's like, yep.
And I can see people calling, especially grandma or their godmother or something. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Lordy. Yep. Yes. Well, Jim, let's talk about what's going on right outside the doors of the Jim Schmidt Plaza.
It's not. It's got the Schmidt Brothers stage.
Yes.
Johnny was there for the dedication, too. That meant a lot to me. I thought that was great that you drove down and came to that.
Meant a lot to me, too.
Right after we cut the ribbon. Where's John? He's gone. Anyway, that's great what you're doing here. And Two Rivers, Johnny and I were talking earlier. We just love that community. So tell me about the Harder-Rama. That's a three-day deal?
Yeah, well, 6 days actually. We have really? 3 days this week. So we're in the middle of our run now. It's continuing it tonight. We do six nights. Harder-Rama is in its 52nd year.
Wow!
And we raise money for the American Heart Association, and then we also keep some funds locally for donations of AEDs countywide to nonprofits and so forth. So nice. Last year we got just over $3.1 million total in the 52 years raised.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we're hoping to hopefully hit that 3.2 mark this year. We have requests for something like 14 AEDs this year. If we can swing that. We usually probably give around 10 AEDs out a year. So, and I'm not sure if this is true, but at one point somebody had said that, Manitowoc County had more AEDs per capita than any other county in the state. Again, not sure if that's true or not, but I'm guessing if that is true, that we're a reason for
that's,
that.
That's Jim, great. Hey, what's that? Jim, just explain one more time AED. Because we were talking about those yesterday.
We were trained on that. Yeah. We were trained on that. And that's, yep. You know, anybody can use it because they're so advanced right now that, once you, they even give you verbal instructions on what to do when you're with a heart attack or when to use it. And they even tell you, look, this isn't necessary. You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing the diagnosis that can do. But more importantly, it can save lives.
Since our show is full of comedy skits and song and dance numbers. And a few years back, I had one of the skits that I had written and directed was about an AED, and I gotta believe, I think back then I may have, I had shoulder surgery. That might have been that year. I don't remember. But I was off stage being the voice of the AED. So yeah, the AED will tell you pretty much everything to do.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
That's an amazing piece of equipment.
It saves lives.
Yeah, it's great. You're going to donate maybe 10 to 14 of these.
I remember being in a basketball game, high school basketball game, when a referee had a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the same. There was a couple of years ago that happened in Two Rivers. And the referee, I think, was from the Fox Valley area. And then again, AED, somebody got the AED and revived him.
Yep.
And then the following year, he came to our show and we had him
nice.
Speak. So yeah.
Yeah. I hosted or spoke or emceed whatever the banquet then for the officials thing. And he was there and we talked about that and everybody talked about that, how you got to get these at every high school gym. And not even just high school. I mean, every gymnasium
business,
you can find
business.
Yeah, put these in. It's incredible the number of people those have saved, isn't it, though, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. You don't know. I try to get some exercise in and so forth. As far as I know, I believe my heart is fine. But how do you know if all of a sudden that's going to happen to you? And
right.
So if you have that technology there, anybody can help you out, and so forth. So yeah, it's a great thing. I'm happy that our group is able to donate to those who are in need.
Right. And congrats to that. What a badge of honor to have the most, AEDs per capita.
Don't quote me on that.
Well, we're quoting you, buddy. Too late.
But you can quote me on this. We consume more brandy per capita than anyone. That's our badge of honor. No. I don't know if that's true.
What I really appreciate, though, Jim? That whole area, I do a thing every year, the Price is Right game in Two Rivers at the community center for youth sports throughout the community. Manitowoc, Two Rivers, those areas, it's almost like you guys have taken it upon yourself. We're not going to ask for money from this place or that. We're just going to raise it ourselves and take care of the community. And the community really comes out for it. I think that's really cool for that area on the lakeshore.
Yeah, I would agree. I've also been to that event. That's a fun event. Hardorama, like I said, that's been going since we've been going since 1971. And I kind of pulled out some notes back when we celebrated our 50th. We made a DVD and so forth. And so I learned a lot about why it started. And we had founders who were really just looking for some cause to raise money, and to raise more than $100. So they went door to door and bar to bar and sold tickets. And they did a 2-night show that year back in 71 and raised just over $1,300 that year. And then the nights expanded. So Hardorama, when I started in Hardorama back in 2003, when we held it at in Manitowoc at an old bar hall, we were doing 9 nights within 2 weeks, and then add two nights for dress rehearsal. So 11 out of 14 nights we were at Hardorama, and now we do 6 nights with 2 dress rehearsal nights. And as I said, we did our first 3 nights last week, and now tonight's the start of the next 3 nights as we get going.
So what's
and
the,
I was just going to say, go ahead.
What do people experience when they go there? What's the event? What's the venue?
So it takes place at the Community House in downtown Two Rivers now, and it is. It's kind of like a vaudeville type of show, the old kind of show like that. But if you're going to compare it more currently, we compare it to Saturday Night Live with a local flair. So it's all locally written and directed, and produced. And we do have some people who come from out of the county because they just like being involved. We got people from the Sheboygan area who've driven up and so forth.
Nice.
And we do short skits, humorous skits. We do some song and dance numbers. We have a short musical that it's a skit with songs in it. And the show itself is probably this year is actually, it's about a 2-hour show. So it's a pretty tight show this year. We have the Hardorama Pit Boys, which is our band made up of local musicians who take 2 weekends off and donate their time to the cause.
Wow.
We're all donating our time to this. So Yeah, it's a good time. I mean, it's, if you can, you can laugh at yourself and your, kind of local yokelism, so to speak, you're going to have a good time.
All right. We're talking with Jim Pouts here. He's the, right. I said that right, Jim.
Yep.
Okay. I said that right.
Yep.
You are the, what are you, the director or the, I don't know, the chairman of the Heart of Rama that takes place in Two Rivers at the Two Rivers Community House. Just a great show to, like a vaudeville show. And there's not a lot of those going on. That will be fun to see, but I want to talk also about how important the Heart Association and what we do for hearts, because everybody thinks guys have heart attacks. You know, heart disease is the number one killer of women, too, and I don't think people know that. And so this helps everyone. I think it's just, you know, something that we have to get exposure on, but really raise some money and continue to work on this.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's out there. We've had a part, actually, you know, back to some of our founders, you know, sadly, some of them have died because of heart disease and so forth. And so we have had people in our cast and our crew who have been affected by heart disease, either personally or had family members. When my mom was alive, she had a pacemaker, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah, it's not just males. It's everybody. And to throw this out there, I'm the producer of the show.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know, overstep myself, but we wear a lot of hats. So I produce, I direct some skits. I'm on stage.
Really?
I was going to tell you. Yeah. Oh yeah. This year's show theme is Heartorama Goes to Space. So we have space type, skits going on. We like to make fun of local things. So we have one that I'm doing is a roundabout in space.
Oh, that's funny.
We have a stranded adventure with coneheads. We have a crash in the cornfield. We have a health skit that is called Hands Only CPR, which is Hands Only Solo, so like Han Solo.
Hey, Jim, we got to set it to a hard break here, but stick around. I want to talk more about how people can get tickets and that Charlie Behrens is going to be there tomorrow night.
And John Minel's going to be there tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A little disappointing in one thing, though, Jim.
What's that?
Jim didn't schedule me until he found out when Charlie could do it. He should have told Charlie, we'll find out when John Minel can do it and
Minel's
schedule around him.
Minel's
back right
top.
After this, okay, Jim? Hang on. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. We're talking with Jim Pouts. Heartorama taking place in Manitowoc County, Two Rivers, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. As I mentioned, I'll be there tonight, and then I'm like the warm-up act, I feel.
Yeah, that's right.
Because then it's Charlie Behrens tomorrow night, and then Bill Jartz on Saturday. But, Jim, this is such a great community thing. How can people get tickets? How can they take part, and what can they expect to see?
So tickets-wise, we sell if you happen to be local. We sell tickets at our local Piggly Wiggly stores in Manitowoc and Two Rivers. They're $18. And if you buy them online, they're $19 extra buck. Right now, because we're so close, my guess is that if you buy them online, they will tell you to pick them up at our will call. So when you get up there to the ticket table, they'll have them for you. So we still have tickets available for tonight. We have, I'm told, just a handful left for tomorrow, and then I think we still have some for Saturday. As you said, so John is going to be showing up tonight to help us out.
Awesome.
And so then tomorrow Charlie Behrens is coming, and Saturday Bill Jartz, and their primary job is to help us auction off our best seat in the house, and the best seat in the house is an autographed. Well, it's autographed by cast and crew, but it is a decorated, painted, new toilet seat, and we auction that off at 6:40. So the doors open at 6. We sell some pre-show food. If you'd like to eat there, we can help you with that. And then at 6:40, we have the auction of the best seat, and then at 7:00, the show starts. So the best seat in the house typically brings in anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000 nightly, and it's a fun auction because it's goofiness. We're selling a toilet seat, but last week Thursday we got $2,500 for it. On Friday we got $4,000, and on Saturday we got $1,700. So
wow.
That's a pretty nice haul.
Pressure's on, Johnny. Yeah. Okay, we'll get the full report tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That's funny. And you're right. That's a pretty profitable auction item for you.
That's awesome. And you said it's very casual dress-wise and everything, right, Jim? This isn't hoity-toity.
Yeah, absolutely. Come in your jeans and T-shirts and sweatshirts. I know it's funny. Those of us who are involved with the show, we know that the community house is, when there's no people in there, is cold. So like when I get there tonight and they're talking some rain, when I get there tonight, I'll have my long sleeves on because it's chilly. Then once people come into the community house, then it warms up. So just dress comfortably. I know there's some chances for rain tonight. So we usually tell people if you were going to stand in line for Hardorama these days, back in the old days, people would stand in line for hours because it was an old bar hall and so forth. But we have some availability tickets wise, and it's a first come, first serve. So if you're in line first, you get the choice of seats because we have like about 9 rows of long tables of those 10-foot tables,
right?
Or 12-foot tables, whatever they are, and in rows. And if you want to sit towards the back, you can. If you want to sit towards the front, I know, like I said, tonight there were still some ticket availabilities. Come tomorrow when Charlie Behrens comes. We're going to be packing them in pretty well, but it's a Friday also. So I get that, versus mm-hmm. a Thursday, that just is the way it is. But you know what, once the lights are out and the comedy starts coming, people are laughing. So it's fine. The more the merrier, we have room,
but it's all local talent, huh, Jim?
Yes. So it's all locally written, we parody things, we'll steal some lines here or there from things just to get a laugh, but we'll parody things. But yeah, our talent pool, comes, I mean, I would say mostly from Manitowoc County, but we've had people coming from the Sheboygan area. We've had, I don't know if we've really had many too far north, but we've had, we have auditions typically in February, and then start practicing in March and then get rolling typically at the end of April. Now, next year, our shows are the first two weekends in May because Easter is later. I'm going to selfishly say, okay, that's beneficial to me because I'd like to go and spend some time at the draft. So we're not going to conflict with the draft next year. And because typically our first weekend is draft weekend, but won't happen that way next year. So yeah, so our talent pool comes locally and our writing and so forth. That's the other question too. Some people wonder, well, will we get the humor? Cause is it all just local humor? It's not all just local humor. A lot of it are things, that anybody as far, anywhere in Wisconsin can laugh at what we do. I mean, I've got daughters-in-law and a son-in-law who, a few of them who aren't even from this area, and they've been coming for years and they get it, So
awesome.
It's not as if you have to know everything about Manitowoc County to get our humor. It's just a fun show overall.
Beautiful. Well, Jim, I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this. It sounds like such a great thing.
And what a fun night. And tonight is a night that, there's not a heck of a lot going on right now.
Jim and I were talking earlier. We both love that community center. We think that is such a great place.
Everything about Two Rivers. I think it's just a great, great community. And I just, that's going to be a fun show, but let's also remember that, it's a fundraiser. It's for charity and, to help the American Heart Association, and some of that money stays local. I mean, you're checking all the boxes. I think you'll have a very successful show. And especially with Mino, I would get that toilet seat up there.
Should I start it? Jim, we're opening bid $1,000, Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, I'll take
former
it.
Former mayor.
I'll do that.
Oh, but I'm not coming. Excellent. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that.
John, you better what? Get some more money. I'm not going.
You see that look in his face?
My wife would kill me.
What?
Come on.
I have to feed my dog salmon.
That's my derby money. Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. Well, Jim, I look forward to it. One more time, time, place, and where they can get tickets, please.
Yeah. So, again, for tickets-wise, if you're local, if you're around here, you can check out the Manitowoc Two Rivers Piggly Wiggly. Otherwise, go to hardorama.org. And you can get your tickets there. Again, local tickets are $18 or $19. And our show dates are today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And it takes place at the Two Rivers Community House. Doors open at 6. We usually tell people if you want to get in line, get in line. And if you want a good, get closer to the front, maybe be in line about a half hour early. But doors open at 6. We sell pre-show food. The best seat in the house auction is at 6:40. The show starts at 7, runs about 2 hours, give or take. And it's just a good time. It's a fun time. And if any of the listeners haven't been and you're looking for something to do this weekend, it's a good time for a good cause. So we'd love to have you there.
It's Hardorama. Shop the pig. Get it? Like that kind of fit with their jingle.
Don't ever sing in this show again.
That's vaudeville. Thank you, John. That's vaudeville.
Jim, I'll see you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, John. Look forward to it.
Me too. Take care. Hardorama taking place in Two Rivers tonight. Charlie Barons will be there tomorrow. Bill Jarts. I feel like I'm the warm-up act.
You are. It's.
You notice that?
Yeah. It's usually you don't put the best guy first, but they're doing that. They're doing that.
Yeah.
Gonna get the crowd going.
Exactly. There you go. All right. Two Rivers tonight. Hope you stop down, folks. We got a lot of great guests coming up, including Aaron Davison at 8 o'clock. Back after this.